to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Time for our picks, Tom, and we're going to go through some of the games that we're not actually going to pick, but do you think Oregon has anything to worry about today with Arizona?
And that game's played at Oregon? Or
yeah, it's at Autzen Stadium.
Nah, there's no problem at all. Oregon's pretty good. I think they're going to go unscathed. It'll be in the title game.
I think we're going to have Mike Griffith next week. I will be at State College, but he'll be available for you and talking about the Iron Bowl, Auburn and Alabama.
Now, that's played on Friday, correct?
So you will have had a chance to see that game. And
that's going to be a classic. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a Alabama going there with house money. They got no pressure on. They got their national title last year, and they can lay one on, you know, little brother, big brother, however they call Auburn, and really mess them up as far as their national championship chances.
I am so interested in seeing what's going to happen there with Cam Newton in that game.
What's the latest on that? I mean, are these
more
text
the
messages?
Same.
Is this a situation where it's obviously a slam dunk that maybe
I don't think there are any slam dunks. I think it depends on who you believe.
Well, and there's a lot of that going on. Who do you believe?
And
just
as far
like
as the
football,
messages,
who do you believe?
I haven't heard any of the messages, so I don't know what's in them. I don't know how incriminating they are, how damning they are, but I know that a lot of people think that Cam Newton's dad was asking for money. He wanted up to $180,000 to get his kid to enroll. My point was that that's still less than a third of what the Fab Five got. But I don't know. Maybe football in the South isn't as important as I thought. I don't know.
It's pretty big.
But, you know, the other idea is whether that happens a lot in the SEC and whether it happens a lot in college football. And
Why does the SEC always get pegged with it? Is there a legitimacy to that?
I think so. You know,
it's because of their passion?
Yeah, well, the story is down there, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And a lot of people who have worked down there said, you know, it's kind of a head nod. Okay, you get yours,
we'll
get ours. Wink, wink. Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But you've got some people who are very disgruntled, and you wonder, do they have an axe to grind? If something's coming from Alabama or Florida or Mississippi State, do they feel, hey, that could be us?
And that's happened in the Big Ten in the past a few decades ago.
It has. So we've seen that. You know, Bruce Pearl was one of the guys who was involved in one of the big scandals in the Big Ten involving Illinois, and he had tape recorded things with Deion Thomas.
Right.
And now here's Bruce Pearl on the other side of the law.
Eight games
out. He gets an eight-game suspension by the SEC commissioner.
Some people think it should have been more.
Some people think it should have been more. Some people think that maybe it will be more when the NCAA is done with them. Let's go to our picks this week. We've got seven games to pick, and you're closing the gap.
Yeah, you're 66-19. I'm 63-22.
Three games, and I could see a lot of L's here as I look at these seven games. Yeah. Let's start with number 13, Arkansas at Mississippi State.
I'm going Ryan Mallett and the Hogs. I saw them beat South Carolina on TV a couple weeks. I was impressed by them on the road, so I'm going with them over Mississippi State.
I am as well.
Nuts. I want to gain some ground on you.
You know, I've always been a big Ryan Mallett fan, so I'm gonna take the Hogs in that one. How about number 8 Nebraska at number 19 Texas A&M?
Kyle Field, I've been there. It's gonna be the deal breaker. It's crazy, and this is a good A&M team. I'm taking them to beat the Huskers.
A&M has really improved since the start of the season. Yep. That's a team that has really found itself.
And they will beat Texas next week too.
You know, I just keep thinking Nebraska is not going to do this again. People are talking about Nebraska as a team that could shoehorn its way into the national championship game. I think they're going to have just enough to get past.
Okay,
Texas
I can gain
A&M.
Some ground.
You can gain a game there.
Okay, go Aggies.
How about number 16, Virginia Tech at number 24, Miami?
I'm going with Miami this time at home. I'm going with the Canes over Tech. Don't know a lot about both of them. Haven't seen much of them play other than Miami against Ohio State, but I'm going with the Canes.
Well, you can gain another game.
All right. That's why I did pick it, because I figured you'd go with Tech.
I was not impressed with Miami against Ohio State. So I am going to take the Hokies, and I think they have turned it around after those one understandable loss and one humiliating loss to James Madison within a one-week time. Here's another one you can gain. Number 9, Ohio State at number 20, Iowa.
obviously. You got your man crush on Kirk Ferentz. I know you're going to take the Hawkeyes. I'm going with the Bucks on the road. Ohio State's a pretty decent road team. Other than that game, that phone in at Wisconsin, I think that got out of the system. I'm taking the Bucks.
Iowa's let some games get away, overtime game, and then it lost that game on the missed extra point against Wisconsin. And last week had the 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and somehow managed to blow that game. But I've seen Iowa when it's mad, and I'm going to take the Hawkeyes to defeat Ohio State and really throw this race up for grabs. Illinois versus Northwestern in the one-way bowl.
Yeah, the one-way bowl looks like it's played in the county fairgrounds. I'm going to go with Illinois and just Persa out for Northwestern. That's going to be tough for them to overcome. Illinois has got to be stinging from those losses back-to-back, so I'm going with the Illini.
2 weeks ago, I would have said Illinois. The way the Illinois defense has played, giving up 105 points the last 2 weeks, I said, okay, I'm going to take Northwestern. Now, without Dan Persa, I can't take Northwestern. I'm going to take the Fighting Illini as well. So we agree on that one. Two games left. We want to talk about number 7, Wisconsin, against Michigan in the Big House. Don.
Well, I hope I'm wrong on this one, Jack. Too much balance for Wisconsin, compound that with that pounding running game. So I'm going with the Badgers over Michigan 45-35.
45-35. You sure you don't want to take Michigan on that one?
45-35. No.
Okay.
I want them to win, obviously, but the Badgers got too much.
All right. I am also going to take Wisconsin in this game. I'm going to say 41-28 Badgers, but I think this will be close for a while, and in the fourth quarter, Wisconsin will pull away. How about Purdue? Rob Henry back at quarterback, and that'll make a big difference, but maybe not enough against Michigan
State.
Not
a big enough difference. I'm going Michigan State senior day. This is a good Michigan State team. Not a great team, but pretty doggone good, and I'm going with the Spartans 35-13.
Oh, very close to what I have, Tom. I'm going to say Spartans 38-13. I have one more field goal possible here, but we disagree on three games.
All right.
Nebraska, Texas A&M, Virginia Tech, Miami. And
that will knot us up going into next week when you're out at State College.
We'll be even. And we will talk with you next week. Tom will be here along with Dave Benton and Scott Eckersley. I'll be joining you by phone. Want to thank all of our special guests. Steve Kirsten, good luck to Williamson and all the other area teams in state semifinals. Steve Finnemore, who had basketball coach at East Lansing. Rod Watts, the coach of Eastern High School, and they both have big events coming up today. Bruce Hooley, WBNS Radio, talk radio host, outstanding beat writer as well with the Cleveland Plain Dealer in days past. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. And John Colasar, former Michigan wide receiver and kick returner from the 1980s. For my producer, Scott Eckersley, co-host Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling saying, have a great weekend, everyone.